what are your priorities now? I mean, we're coming up to Christmas. We've had the legislature, but there's the legislature, everyone thinks that that's where all the work gets done. I mean, that's where the things get passed, but the work continues day in, day out, 365 a year. What's on your plate? What are your priorities now going into the new year?
So, I mean, of course, my priorities are the constituents' priorities. I've always said that. It's never been about me. It's always been what I hear from constituents. And that, again, is why I believe it's so important as an MLA to be so involved into your constituency and your community so you can understand. But coming from an election, you know, knocking on 5,000 doors, the messages were pretty clear. Healthcare is the number one issue on people's minds. Access to a family doctor. We've lost some doctors even since I become elected. Doctors that have had family practices have decided to practice differently and or have gone into, working in the ER. So that is a huge concern. I am working very closely with Dr. Al Doucette. And of course, our government has physician recruitment that's really, there's a real drive and a real focus on that. So working very closely with Dr. Doucette and our local physician recruiters to try to bring more doctors here. That's a number one priority. I'm not sure of the updated numbers right now on the latest waiting for a family physician, but I think the last time I checked it was like 1,400, so it's probably a little bit more now.
1,400 in Queens.
Yeah.
I think across the province it's
drastic.
It's 70,000-80,000
yeah,
now.
It's closer to 80,000. So it's a serious concern, and it's a priority of government, and so that's something that I will continue to work on. But I also believe that recruiting doctors is done from communities. I've always believed that. I don't believe that we can recruit doctors from, towers in Halifax. Others will say that I'm wrong when I say that, but that's my personal belief. We've seen the success of our local recruiting here, doctors recruiting doctors. What Dr. Al Doucette has done in our community is absolutely tremendous. So it's a pleasure to continue to work with him and the Hospital Foundation. They've come up with some improvements that they're doing at our local hospital to try to improve attraction and retention of family physicians. So I've worked very closely with Dr. Doucette and trying to get some of that stuff, which has been stalled, moving. Of course, the other thing which most people in Queens know I'm very passionate about is our seniors and long-term care. So last week, it was an extreme pleasure to have the announcement made of the combining of our two facilities, the long-term care facility, Queens Manor, and our RCF, our residential care facility in Hillsview. So combining those facilities and having one facility that will make sure that we have proper infection control, privacy, with private rooms. That is something that a lot of people before me have been working on for a long time. I think about Christopher Clark. He's worked on that project 2013, I think he started. So to be able to come in, meet with them when I became an MLA and try to drive that. And most know I was very, very vocal in opposition about long-term care and where we were going with long-term care in the province. So I am very, very proud that we're going to see a new facility here. And of course, with that facility, it's great to build infrastructure, but we need the people in there, right? So, of course, our government has announced recruitment strategies, the recent announcement last week from Minister Adams about paying tuition. Full tuition. Yeah. Like, that's incredible. And then to be able to do some in-house training. Like, I remember my mother was trained in-house at North Queens Nursing Home and has been an employee for 30-some years. So that type of training works, and it gives people the opportunity to, who are there, to make sure that they actually like the job and want that as a career, instead of paying a bunch of money and then getting into a facility and saying, this is not for me. So very happy about that. I truly believe in the 4.1 hours per resident. That has been neglected way too long. And I believe seniors living in our long-term care facilities deserve that. They deserve that amount of care one-on-one every day.
I want to ask you about that new facility. Any idea yet where that's going to be built?
No. So right now what has happened, the RFP has gone out for
the construction manager.
Part of the, I think it's 11 steps that that the groups will have to go through is site selection. And I'm quite sure they have to provide 3 site selections, and then it's chosen from there. So I'm not sure of the exact location, but what I will say is when that location is selected, there will be a great celebration that day.
You'll be planting a flag there right away.
Absolutely, 100%, because that is a very significant project for our community. It's huge. It has a large dollar figure attached to it. But what it will do for our community, economic spinoff and building it, and then the fact that we'll have a state-of-the-art home for our most cherished is something that I set out to achieve before I finish my time as an MLA.
Well, geez, you got it done in your first year on
yeah,
the,
so look out.
What do you do with the rest of the time?
Yeah.